The research, which began 3 years ago, uses prehistoric waste from around the world to track ancient populations' rises and declines. This waste can include charred wood and other organic items and can help researchers date archaeological remains. The project involved scientists from Utah to Chile. Jacob Freeman is an assistant professor at Utah State University in the anthropology program. Freeman, the lead author for the research, said the project began with one question in mind: do human societies grow and decline at the same rate?
We just started discussing what kinds of questions can we answer about humanity, because when we get these big data sets, we can ask questions that we've never been able to ask before.
As for the answer to that one starting question,
what we found is that there's a lot of what's called synchrony in that human society are growing and declining together over the last 10,000 years. It may be happening at a different scale now than it did in the past, but this idea that societies become intertwined is really deep in the history of human societies.
My name is Eric Robinson. I'm a postdoctoral researcher in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Wyoming.
Robinson said the research has shown that people are dependent on each other through all of their differences.
What we're finding is that people are actually highly interdependent on each other, regardless of their cultural differences and their cultural variability or their regional environments. People are still increasingly interdependent on each other over time. And so it shows that, yeah, despite our cultural differences, we've relied on each other.
More information about the research can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.